Blog Talk Radio.
This is Simon Nicole. I'm Joshua. As we go down the river of life, talking about encouragement, love, health, nature, travel, gardening, grieving, cooking, recipes, and whatever takes your mind. Welcome. Simon Nicole, welcome. I'm Joshua. Welcome to whoever you are and wherever you are in the world at this time. Really warm welcome to you. Great to be with you again. In what I can only say has been an absolutely sunny day in Texas today, an absolutely sunny day. Loving life and loving living. It's been great. And I hope that you're all keeping well. I hope you're staying safe, and I hope you're savoring life as well, and making the most of every minute of your life, savoring your God-given blessings. It's good to be with you good people again, and I just really enjoy sitting with my friends, whether it's live in the chat room, on the switchboard, or in the archives. We seem to have a bunch of people hitting us up in the archives after the show, so it's great to link up with you guys as well. But as always, it's good evening to those people in the USA and Canada, and good afternoon to the east coast of Australia, Thursday afternoon down there. And as always, we must to also say a good early morning to our dear friends in the UK and Europe and South Africa especially. And it's a warm, friendly g'day, hello and a howdy, as I say, to those archive listeners as well. Any new listeners, and I know there's been a few, but any new listeners, just check out the first 15 minutes of our very first show, the introduction and overview. That podcast, you'll find, is where we celebrate and we commemorate Wee Simon's brief life, and hopefully we bring some relaxation, some tranquility, maybe some serenity into your own life. Check out Simon's website, simonnicole.net, simonnicole.net. And yes, it's interesting, as I've mentioned, I think I just mentioned it a couple of times before, but I need to reiterate. Spreaker and Blog Talk Radio are owned by the same company, but they have two different ways of starting the show. And while it's good to see I've got two gentlemen in their tuxedos just come up the gangplank, Bigfoot and Golf. Good to see you guys. And but just for those people that are unfamiliar with the blog radio, we have a few Spreaker listeners listening in archives. I'm aware of that. And thank you. Well, while I'm there, I might as well thank Mike on Muck Radio, M-U-K Radio, and Mike Myers and Spreaker with Radio Hope, Muck Radio on Spreaker. So it's interesting that the starting times on the show here, when you start on Spreaker, you start your show and you start broadcast right from zero, and that's it. It takes right from zero. So whereas on Blog Talk Radio, the show, the chat room, I can open up the chat room 15 minutes before the show, and I usually open up somewhere in about the very soon after the 15 minutes, so people can sort of log in and just stay in the chat until the show gets going, unlike Spreaker, where you've got to sort of be as quick as you can to get into the chat as soon as the show starts, if it's a show that's sort of a punchy sort of a show anyway. But anyway, no problem. Just want to mention that to you. And I see that, where is it? Golf saying that the Mad Scissor Lady can't call in. Well, okay. Well, I wonder why that is. It's probably because she's been misbehaving so much when she's been at the show. That's what it is. I bet Blog Radio have felt sorry for me, and they've said, no, she can't come in. But Bigfoot's saying it's taking a few minutes to list the new chats opening. That's interesting. I had the chat open at 14 minutes before the show. So, I don't know what the problem is there, but who would know? Let's not go down that rabbit hole. But anyway, whether I'm sitting here with you guys live in the chat or in the switchboard or in archives, it's great to catch up. And I'm looking forward to, once again, mixing and mingling with you and visiting with you good folk is one of my valued blessings. And I'm really grateful and I'm thankful for the God-given blessings that I have in my life, and you guys are part of that. But as always, we'll chat about savoring life. We'll talk about the ride along the river of life with all its calms and its white waters, the deep waters, the shallow waters, the bumps and the blessings. The roller coaster of life, and it can be that way, and maybe I'll touch on that in the show later on. I've just changed something around in the show tonight for a particular reason, but we'll get to that in a little while. But this show and the website, SimonNicole.net, and the Twitter page are all tied to our precious angel Simon, which in many ways serves to remind us all of just how fragile life can be. And so in doing so, it also reminds us to cherish the God-given blessings that have come our way. And we also probably could use this time just to pause and just chill out and relax, take a break, kick back. And if you doze off during the show, I'm not going to be offended. If you doze off, that is great. That's fantastic. So, my beautiful... SP, for the new people, SP is the Sky Princess. But my beautiful SP and I are very, very blessed to be living where we live. We have this little oasis of tranquility, this oasis of serenity. It's a little haven. And we'll maybe touch on that a little bit indirectly in the conversation later on this evening. And it's our bowl of happiness and joy, and life doesn't get much better because really we're savoring what I call the simple abundances of a life around us, the natural euphoria you get from being part so close to nature here. This is living and it's loving life and it's great. And when I'm talking about nature, the sun is setting. We've had a totally cloud-free sky today. It's the first cloud-free sky we've had out this way since Easter, I believe, but it's absolutely not a cloud in sight, but the wildlife have been everywhere in the yard today, and they're still out there now. there's a little the bird feeder that's in the halfway down the backyard lawn. The bird feeder there, there were four birds on there before going for it, getting their feed on the two feeders, two either side of it, one on the top waiting so to get clearance to come into land. And then underneath the bird feeder, there's a rabbit. That rabbit's been there for some three quarters of an hour now. He's picking up whatever the birds are dropping out of the feeder on the ground. So, but the rabbits have been around the yard all afternoon. We'll get to that into the reports later. I don't want to get sidetracked just yet. But, yes, so for anyone new to the place, check out SimonNicole.net, the website, and check out some of the memes that are on there. You get an idea of where we're coming from. But every day, SP and I thank God for our bountiful blessings here in our oasis. And life is great. And but I do know this: God does work in mysterious ways. It just happens so often. Something will happen and you'll wonder, okay, it's just too much to put down to just coincidence, I guess. But anyway, even if you if you read the book, Simon's book, on the Simon Nicole's website, the book Angel of August, there's more coincidences in that than enough. And the gentleman that does the TV show, the Christmas TV show, God Winks. I can't think of his name now. Sorry, I've sort of lost his name. It's gone out of my head. But anyway, yeah, he read the book and he was quite amazed at the coincidence that we had in the book, which meant the Angel of August, really, there was certainly a power greater than ourselves in that one. But that's another story for another day. But as I say, God certainly works in mysterious ways, and from that point of view, I guess one of the things I'll do is just to do it a little differently. I'll read this reading I have here in a second. No doubt about that. And the reason why I'm going to change the first part of the show around a little bit tonight, and I want to just give a little bit of an overview of why I'm doing that, because through Mike Myers' morning show he does at 8 o'clock every morning on Spreaker, the Muck Radio show, Mike Myers on Radio Hope, I'm aware of the fact through that show, but I'm also not just, well, I thank him very much for being complimentary about my show, but I'm very complimentary about his as well. Mike's an unusual fellow. He has a very strong Christian vein in his body and wanders off into, let's say, unusual territory from time to time, but it's all meant in a good way. So, but I also am aware of the fact that he has a few listeners there that at this point in time are dealing with personal issues and struggling with things, the challenges that we talk about on this show. But we usually talk about it at the end of the show, and we touch on it at the start of the show, but we usually have our big prayer at the end of the show for those people. The reading I want to have here tonight I've got this because of the fact of I listened to one lady calling in on his show, who was really dwelling on what was going on in her past life, and couldn't get past a bunch of stuff in her own life, and we don't need to go into any of that. It's just the fact that we all have things in our past that we would probably prefer to forget or put aside. There's certain things we regret along the way. But the reading I want to have here tonight, when we're talking about the golden moments with God, it's the title of the show, which I called Please Shut the Door. And I guess SP and I have another saying we call it. We have a saying called Get Behind the Gate. And oftentimes when we've been out and about, either flying across the country or flying elsewhere in the world, or just even if it's just traveling across the state here, across Texas, there are times when we just look at each other when we've come across certain things that have been happening within society, and we just say, get behind the gate. And it's our own little joke, and it's because of the fact that this is such an oasis of tranquility here. It's just away from the madness that's out there. And so the title of the show, in the sense of please shut the door, is a little bit like shut the gate or get behind the gate. And please shut the door refers to, and I'm talking to a certain young lady who did admit that she was having problems with certain parts of her past. And the reading I've got here is that doors are all around us. We open them and we walk through them. We close them. Some we leave open that we should actually close. And when Paul said, I am forgetting those things which are behind, he was in essence saying, I'm shutting the door on the past. Now, every one of us has some door that we need to shut. Well, shut them today while the hinge is lubricated. Shut them today while the hinge is lubricated. There's no doubt about that. This was not a casual remark off the top of Paul's head. It was a sincere declaration from the bottom of his heart, and it was a deliberate action of a spiritually mature Christian. And there's a big g'day to Brother Ed. Brother Ed just walked in at a good time, and one of the good people over at Spreaker, as I was just talking about the Spreaker people earlier on, Ed. But anyway, good to see you here, my friend. And this was not a casual remark, as I say, off the top of Paul's head. It was a sincere declaration from the bottom of his heart. It was a deliberate action of a spiritually mature Christian. And the reading goes on to say, you cannot afford to live in the past, because the past is detrimental to the present and disastrous to the future. And also, I see we now have Smokey. He's not on this show. He's not known as Smokey. He's known as Sparky. Sparky. That's what they call him in Australia. Anyway, so Sparky's here now too. So that's a good bunch there in the chat. But I just want to go back a little bit, since Ed and Smokey just walked in at this time. I'll just go back a little bit to what I'm reading right now. It's a reading from a book I have, a great little book called Golden Moments with God. And I was just saying how I'm aware of several people who are dealing with certain big challenges at the moment. And a bunch of them are on Spreaker Radio. I've met a bunch of these people on Spreaker Radio. They're dealing with challenges there. I'm also aware of others, too, that email me through the week. And I have one dear friend in the UK. And I got an absolutely fabulous message from a dear friend in South Africa in the last couple of days. But they're living with all sorts of problems. And that's why I want to try to encourage people at this part of the show tonight. So we're talking here about not living in the past, because I know one particular lady's dwelling on that. So you can't live in the past, because the past is detrimental to the present and it's disastrous to the future. Let it be fixed in your mind that the past is set in time and it cannot be changed. And that there is so true, because look, 15 minutes before this show started, whatever you did or were doing, you cannot undo. You've done it. It's gone. It's done. Forget about it. Move on. The best thing to do is to look forward at how you're going to spend the next few minutes, the next few hours, the next few days, the next few years, and look ahead. You never drive. Well, I when I'm driving, I do look in the rear vision mirror in Texas, because I usually see fast trucks coming up behind me, but even when I'm doing the speed limit. But no, you never drive looking in the rear vision mirror. You look ahead, and that's where we've got to get with our life. That's where we've got to get. But nothing can be changed that's happened in the past. You can't change it, so don't dwell on it. The future is out of reach, and it cannot be predicted. Only God knows what the future holds for you. And I recommend that you shut the door on the past, and you look favorably on what God is doing for you in the present. Look at what he's doing for you in the present, in the minute, right now. And trust him unwaveringly for what he's going to do for you in the future. Use your past merely as a guiding post. Use it as a guiding post, but don't use it as a hitching post, all right? It's not a hitching post, it's a guiding post. So shut the door on any experience that brought you disappointment yesterday, last year, or a decade ago, doesn't matter. Shut the door on any dream that did not come true. And shut the door on all the mistakes that you made in the past. And yes, we're all human. We've all made mistakes. We're all frail humans. Just learn to forgive yourself as God forgives you. And when you shut the door on the past, God will open a door to the future. And you will live longer and you'll enjoy life more. And the prayer for today is this. Dear Lord, my past is under the blood. Help me to trust you today and tomorrow. And yes, as I say, everything that you did 15 minutes before this show, you can't change what you did. So just get on with life. Normally what I do is I play this prayer at the end of the show. I'm going to play it at this time of the show because it ties in with the title of the show. It ties in with Please Shut the Door. It ties in with the people that I know that are struggling out there at the moment. And there, I've always had several people I've been aware of dealing with issues. Right now, for some reason, this week, it's almost double my number in my head. There's sort of 10 or 12 people I'm aware of right now. And I just want those people to know that they're not alone. They're not alone. And I'm not just talking to people in the States here either, you know. As I mentioned, South Africa, UK, but even in the States here, we've got our dear, dear friends here in various states who are having issues of all sorts, whether they be financial, or whether they be personal, relationship issues, whether they be issues in other countries when it comes to terror and things like that. So that's why I count my blessings every day where we are here. But I want this prayer to hopefully resonate with those people who are dealing with real challenges in their life. You're not alone, you guys.
Of Simone and Nicole. Let us pray. To those of you who are dealing with and confronting challenges within your own lives. Words of encouragement are all I have. Words of understanding are all I have. Words of comfort are all I have. Most of all, words of brotherly love and humane friendship are all I have. You are not alone. This prayer is for those of you who are not in a good place with life at this time. For whatever reason that may be, the only tool I have to reach out to touch you and lift your spirits, lift your energy, are my words. With these words coming from within my heart, I assure and comfort you and tell those of you dealing with hard times that life does get better. Yes, believe me, from the darkness, light will shine. If I had the wings of a soaring bird, I'd fly over to be with you at this time. Then you'd know you are not alone. Always know that we're here for you. May our prayers softly sweep away the rawness. May our prayers push away the pain as you work to wilt the worry of your crisis. Whatever the dark dilemma may be, whatever pain and anguish you may be suffering, know that within yourself you can triumph over the turmoil. Know that you have the power within yourself to seize, to believe, and to achieve. The darkness will wither as the positive golden light of goodness washes upon your life. Together we will join across the ocean waters, across the soils, the forests, and the deserts, and you will rise above the challenge before you. May you find an energy. May you receive strength to continue through this day and into tomorrow. Soon your darkness will fade. A golden dawn will bring another lovely day. May peace be with you. Let us not give a thought to what we do not have. Let us thank God for the blessings that we do have. Amen.
To bring some of the chat room comments into the conversation here now, because it's so great, Smokey. That's fantastic news, Smokey. To see that, I shouldn't be calling you Smokey. I should be calling you Sparky. Sparky. That's yes. On Simone Nicole's, it's Sparky. Everywhere else, it's Smokey. But Sparky or Smokey, it doesn't matter. And Brian, whatever. To see that your sister and you are talking again, that's fabulous. That's fabulous. And trying to let go of the past, yep. Past can cripple you. The past can cripple you if you want to dwell on it too much. And as the reading said tonight, as I just said in the reading, it's, your past is a guidepost. It's not a hitching post, and that's very important. And Bigfoot got a quote there from Ringo Starr, excellent quote: "Forget about the past and all your sorrow. The future won't last. It will soon be yours tomorrow." Interesting. Good old Ringo Starr. And Ed, Caramel Conservative, Ed, yeah, saying it's hard to let go of the past when there are hurts, and the logical choice is to let go, but yeah, sometimes the heart overrules the head, I guess. We can sometimes see the answer, but not always grasp it. Sometimes you've got to be a little bit clinical, and I don't necessarily like to be clinical in human type situations. But one thing I learned, and I did it some 30 odd years ago. I actually had what you would call an audit on the people in my life, and I made a determination that I was only going to associate with positive, happy people, and that included friends and relatives. And there are some relatives of mine, and there are some what I would have called or thought were lifelong friends. I just had to put to one side. They were too negative. Every time you got into a conversation, it was just dark. And it's you've got to get yourself into a place where you've got some sort of positive energy coming into you and around you, and it's great that way. But let's move along from the prayer and the messages that we've got for those people who are dealing with challenges out there, and get into a bit more of the softer parts of life now as we move through the show. So at this point, I would like you guys to grab your drink of choice, and then I can punish you with some of the old man's music. One or two people have been very rude about my music, and probably rightfully so, I would say. But grab your drink of choice, and we'll get into a little bit of music.
Yeah.
especially with my ADDDDTTTTT thinking and my messed up noggin, I tend to get all over the place with my messed up noggin from time to time, as a few people know. I've always said that life is like a 15 round boxing contest. You know, you get knocked down, you get back up, you get knocked down, you get back up, and you get knocked down. You shake your head and you think, which round am I in now? And the one thing there too, if we think we know everything about life, we're going to make mistakes. There's no doubt about it. We will make mistakes. We're never too old to learn. And I think one of the most exciting things about life is to have an open mind on all things out there, and basically be prepared to learn, be open to learn. And, when it comes particularly to relationship things, when it comes to relationships, I don't know. Never too old to learn about relationships. There's no doubt about that. But yeah, what I was saying about the 15 round contest, I think sometimes to try and get a bit of humour, if you can dig deep and find a little bit of humour about a situation, it will always help you get through. My dear buddy Rory, who passed away about a decade ago now, but he was a character. He was dying with cancer, and he wrote me this one letter. The one letter, only letter he'd written anyone in his life, was to me just before he died, and he wrote this letter. He said, "I've had worse colds than this," and here he is dying of cancer. But it's a bit of anyway. Keep your chin up. That's all I can say. So yes, grab your drink of choice, as I just said, to drink yourself a little bit more bliss. And I've got my normal herbal, or as Mr. Myers says, and as Miss Mary, young Mary from Ohio says, it's herbal. It's not herbal, but. Me being me, I'm going to be pig-headed. I'll do whatever I want. It's herbal, and it's herbal, but my herbal drink, my old swamp water, is great. And now for the music of the day, I guess this ties in. We'll have this one song, which sort of ties in a little bit with what we've just been talking about, and it's a fact. It's a fact. This song's got the message for you.
Everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow, and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through, what I'm saying is,
This is Simon and Nicole. Welcome back. I'm Joshua, and Rodney's got a good message there, that's for sure. And it reminded me, as that song was playing, it reminded me of when I've had some sort of tough times. Hi, Nathan. Hi, Ed's son, Nathan. How are you, boy? Anyway, listen to that song playing. The music. Music is a great therapy too. You can find some great music that is good for you and lifts you. Or sometimes it's also good to have music that maybe drags you down and makes you have a good cry as well too. lancing that inner pain is a good thing. One tune that I played constantly when I had a real bad bout of depression, I guess it was a major thing, and some of the people have heard me talk about this on the show way back, but we won't go into that tonight. But I went to a real dark place in my life about 25 years ago, and at that time the one song I played over and again was the Traveling Wilburys, Heading for the Light. And that's one of the if you look at the show page on Blog Radio show page there tonight, one of the pictures up there, one of the memes is "Stay strong as you move through the darkness. There is always light up ahead." And that picture there is actually taken in the Pacific, over the Pacific Ocean, coming in at 30-something thousand feet towards Los Angeles in the early mornings. And it's the sunrise in the east of over America, shining out over the Pacific. But it's "Stay strong as you move through the darkness. There's always light up ahead." That is so true, so true. So, yes, it's all right. Well, we'll just move on from that now. And we'll get into go to the other end of the spectrum now, to what I would call the real serious things on the show here. And, yes, anyway, but yes. Oh, God, Ed, I see you mentioned there about you're dealing with people, negative people. Yeah. You better to really just disconnect from any sort of negative people that just seem to spend their days walking around. It's a little bit like cattle walking around in the mud in the corner of a paddock when they've got green grass to go and run on. You know, why keep milling around in the mud in the corner when you can go and run out on the green grass and get going? So, yes, but. I just want to get onto the very dull and the very mundane reports, the exciting tales about the nebulous and the inane things that go on here at the oasis of the, with the beauty of nature in our backyard here. Yes, which right now it's gone dark. Okay, it's dark. But I can tell you, it was very, very pretty there tonight as the sun was setting. Very, very pretty as all the different greens and shades covered the yard. But the first report, we're getting onto our reports now. I've got to get Joshua to get the old man with the messed up noggin to be a little more serious now, because this is very important stuff. The weather report, well, I said earlier in the show, we have had a totally cloudless day, which I believe is the first cloudless day we've had down here since Easter. I stand to be corrected on that, but I've never seen a day where we've been without clouds all day and it's actually had blue sky since Easter. So it's a fabulous, fabulous day here today. But we were supposed to get thunder and lightning. As I've said before, my weather app ain't the best. It's always wrong. And we were supposed to get thunder and lightning over there 3 days, but no, we didn't. And so that meant that poor old Mateo, the estate manager, that's a.k.a. Joshua, the show host, poor little Mateo, the estate manager, had to go out and do some watering on Sunday and spent about 90 minutes to 2 hours of watering trees away down the back and then all the roses and citrus up the front. But, it's incredible. And when I go from the weather report to the garden report, the heat, the outside heat, I'm managing to get sort of 1.5 to 2 hours work maybe in the morning, and I mean I've got to get going early or I'm dead, or do about 1.5 to 2 hours at night. Doing it in the middle of the day, for an old guy, you're trying to kill yourself, and it's just amazing the heat and the humidity here. You're just absolutely soaked. I'm actually putting on my work boots in the barn outside. I'm putting on my work boots and putting on my work socks and pulling them up over my trousers and getting myself all ready to go down and work. Just putting on my boots, I'm starting to perspire before I even start work. It's that sort of it's that type of heat. So and obviously I have to I come in totally soaked in the morning and then toss those clothes in to be washed and then another lot again at night. So, but it allows, I have a lot of showers. On talking about showers, actually, here we go, the ADDTTT is kicking in again. I said to SP tonight, I said to her, I was going to get in the shower before the show, and I said, do you want to join me? And she looked at me and said, good Lord. Which I'm not sure what that means, whether she was really taken up on the offer or what, I don't know. But she, no, I shower on my own. But when you're showering, that's an interesting thing. I thought about this a few times, because when you're showering, there's a lady that drew this to my attention when she was dealing with some injury in her foot. This goes back, way back, 18 months ago, I guess. There's something to try and do when you're in a shower. Stand on one foot while you wash the other leg. You know, stand on one foot and see how you go. There's not many people can do that. In fact, that's a great little thing to try and do and get in the habit of doing, because it's great from your own balance point of view. But be prepared to hang onto the wall in case you're going to dive out the side into the room. But anyway, I don't know how I got out of that. But I was talking about the garden report, and I got to sort of showers and sweating and things. On the garden report, the poinciana trees down the back, when I thought there was going to be thunder and lightning and rain the other day, I put the watering off for a couple of days, and I shouldn't have. And it's amazing, the poincianas just started to yellow, the bottom branches, the leaves started to get yellow almost straight away, and that was because of the lack of water. So once I got some water pumped back into them, they're looking a bit better today, that's for sure. There's no doubt about that. But, yeah, watering down the back is something that's got to be done about every 3 to 4 days. You just can't let them go for too much longer than that because of the trees needing that water. But I had a bit of fun down in that part. I had a bit of fun down in that part of the property as well with this Craftsman weed eater. It's a 6.5 horsepower weed eater. That's I can't work out how to keep the trimmer ties on the thing. But mind you, I'm trying to cut trees down with a weed eater, so I suppose it's probably got a little bit to do with it. The trimmer string keeps coming out when I hit the small stumps, so I guess I've got to go around and get rid of the small stumps. But yes, it's. Anyway, that down the back, that's the down the back. And then up the front part of the garden, I managed to get a couple of barrel loads of fresh topsoil in around the herb garden. I got to do this because of Mary and because of Mary and Mike. They're onto my elocution. The herb garden, I put some fresh soil around some of the plants and a couple of big barrel loads. And man, they it's amazing. It was like striking a match. They came into life. Bang. The hibiscus in there is flowering away now. We've got beautiful hibiscus flowers out, and the elephant ear lily has gone crazy. I tell you, it's gone absolutely crazy. And then over in the veggie garden, well, we've got basil and we've got arugula for Africa, or basil. Some people say basil. Well, yes, okay. Okay, this poor old man here needs to learn to speak English. And the colours off the roses are amazing. The colours on the roses are amazing at this time. And excuse me while I die. The scent coming off some of the roses too is off the chart. And always I'm trying to keep my brownie points up by cutting roses and bringing them in. I've got 4 different little vases up on the counter in the kitchen with roses. And just keep, excuse me, replacing them as I need to. But and during the week, I managed to get 3 days of mowing in. When I say days, that's an hour and a half. But when SP came back on Monday night, I had to have the place looking tidy. I had to have it looking like I'd been doing something anyway. So she arrived back on Monday night, and I've had to be on my best behaviour ever since. The tall canners are still going out, and so are all the daisies and patience. It's great. Excuse me. And then on the critter report, we've had several deer coming through this last week. They're coming through around about lunchtime, soon to make a habit of it, because the grass on the back part of the section where I've cut all the trees down and cut all the undergrowth back has come away with all this grass. There's fresh grass there everywhere, and there's just herbs and shoots for them for Africa. So I'm also I'm continuing to cut up apples and toss them down there to try and keep them happy. But and rabbits everywhere again this week. Unbelievable. One little baby rabbit this morning, as I was about to listen to Mike's show this morning, a little baby rabbit came up onto the path right by the TV room window, and he's just sitting sort of about two or three feet away from where I was. And he's just looking at me and looking at the rose bushes, and he just skitters off down the lawn. So it's animals everywhere, or critters everywhere. And on the kitty cat report, they're really happy to see that SP's home again, because she sort of fusses over them a little more than the Joshua does. Matteo, the estate manager, falls down badly when it comes to managing cats, because of the hay fever I get and when I touch them. And if I touch them, I've got to go straight to the tap and wash my hands with cold water, because I'll end up with sneezing and come out in a rash. So that's great. You know, it's she loves the cats. It was marry me, marry my cat. So I think that's what it was. The cooking report is Golf's been as helpful as he always is. Yeah, trying to get me into trouble. I've told you already, Golf. When I saw the little deer out there running around, I did suggest to SP that we could have some venison stroganoff. And I think the look that I got was that there's a very good chance that my life might be in danger rather than the deer's. But given the fact there's a pop gun or two around the house, it might be my little backside. I'd hate to be running around with some buckshot in my backside, but anyway, whatever. Rabbit tacos are great, and dumplings might be better. Well, no, we used to eat rabbit back home when we were kids growing up. Dad used to shoot rabbits up on the farm, and we often, half a dozen times a year, we'd have rabbit as a rabbit stew. That was just part of living in the country and the farm. But, yes, on the cooking report here, while SP was away, I made myself my turmeric omelette, which I got to say, it's fabulous, fabulous. Mike on Muck Radio in the morning, he seems to like this one as well. The turmeric omelette is where I get some butter and olive oil and saute some finely chopped up tomatoes and onions in the pan with a good teaspoon or good sort of level teaspoon of turmeric. And I put in about a third to half a teaspoon of black pepper. You've got to put the black pepper with the turmeric. It sets it off and it gets the turmeric, the benefits of the turmeric come out with the black pepper. If you don't put the black pepper in, it's not as effective. So plenty of black pepper. And because I've got tomato in there, I always put a bit of sugar in there too, a little bit of sweetener with it. I'll saute that. And then I'll beat up two or three eggs, depending on what my appetite's like, with cold water. Beat them up with cold water into a little bit of a froth. Toss them in at the end there when the tomatoes and the turmeric and the onions are cooked. And then, yep, have served that on hot buttered toast. Oh, man, I love it. I love it. And Mike loves it by all sounds that he says about it. He's very complimentary. Did a couple of Italian cooking meals through the week. I've never been a big Italian food in a big way, but I wanted to try a couple of things a bit different, and made a nice creamy sauce for some tortellini I got, and I bought the tortellini in the store, and they got this beautiful big frying pan. It's a huge stainless frying pan with a copper bottom that I bought years ago, and it's been absolutely useless for cooking steaks and absolutely useless for cooking chicken. I dragged it out the other day. I thought, this might be great to make the sauce, and it's absolutely fabulous for making the sauce. Make a nice, cooked up the oil and the butter with a bit of garlic and a little bit of fresh thyme, and got that going, and then threw some flour in and let that cook up a little bit. Added some half and half milk cream thing to it, and got a nice thick little sauce going before I put the tortellini in, and some mushrooms. Had some mushrooms in there as well. So great, very tasty. And then on the travel report, well, as I say, SP got back on Monday. Well, so she'd been away from the previous Monday, but she's back in the air again first thing tomorrow morning. So I guess I'll be the boss around here again tomorrow morning once she gets on her way again. So, really seriously, guys, I really hope and I pray that Simone Nicole's show can maybe be a vehicle for you. Hopefully Simone Nicole can be a catalyst to provide and generate a lift for you as you each go through your days, as a break from the tumult and the mayhem and the challenges of the world. And as I've already said tonight, we've got listeners and friends all around the world dealing with challenges, but with, and also with God's blessings, some people have got themselves in the way better places. And golf is one of those people with that blessing, I've got to say, without telling the world everything about golf's life. All I can say is that golf's moved on a million miles from where he was 18 months ago health-wise, and that's fabulous. And I know a couple of other people, another lady in Tennessee, another lady in UK, that have just moved so far ahead with dealing with things in their own life. So it's very important that we try to maintain our own physical and mental and spiritual health. It's the key to being able to cope with and work with and beat the challenges that we face, especially as we go down this road to Aldiesville. Because it does sneak up on you. We've just got to discipline ourselves into some good habits with regards to mental, physical, and spiritual health. And so important to use it or lose it. Use it or lose it. Normally I ask you guys, have you exercised today? Have you done anything other than your normal day? Have you done something physical to just keep yourself going? That's what it's all about, a little reminder. But anyway, I just want to play something a little. I've always got to throw a bit of romance in here. Good to see Brother Mike join the show there. He hasn't written anything in the chat, but I see that he's joined. Good to see you, Brother Mike. And we were talking about you earlier, so I guess you can pick that up at some other time. But I was being rude about you, actually. I'm very rude, in fact, very rude. I said something about you being a very old man, but I wouldn't say that publicly, or maybe I did. As far as romance goes on the show, we'd like to have a little bit of romance, so I just wanted to play some music that's for SP. Joshua, and I got to say to Mike, look, Mike, I know you often say, that reminds me of a song, seeing you in the chat room reminds me of a song, tell Laura I love her. Just you can say hi to Laura for me anyway. but anyway, thanks, Mike's said some very, very kind words about me and a book, the book that's on Simon's website, Angel of August. Anyway, he's battling his way through that, and once he gets through the book, I'm pretty sure that he'll end up being in therapy for about 4 or 5 years. So keep going with the book, Mike. I hope you're keeping on and enjoy it. And thank you for all your nice things you've said about us. So I appreciate that, my friend. Look, we have readings on the show here. We have readings that we've had on a regular basis from Miss Myers, Miss Bonnie Trentham Myers. She's no relation to Mike Myers. This is a lady from the Smoky Mountains, and she is truly a lady, Miss Bonnie Trentham Myers. She probably find out she's related to Mike at the end of the day. But the book is about the best yet life and lore of the Smokies, and we're in alphabetical order going through that, and we're up to the letter K. And strangely enough, having a lot of connections with Australia, the first part she's talking about here tonight is Kangaroo Court. And she writes about Kangaroo Court. She says, until recently, justices of the peace, known as JPs, held court on a certain Saturday of each month at their homes or in the school buildings. And two people with a dispute came to the JP and presented their cases. And the JP decided the issue, if possible. And if the JP failed to settle the dispute, the two people had a fist fight. And the person who lost the fight not only lost the case, but was thrown in the creek. Okay, I like the way the old people work. That's good. We should have more of that today, to be honest. Anyway, this next person she writes about is a gentleman by the name of Horace Kephart. And it is said that Horace Kephart was a boozing, stupefied rapscallion. Boozing a stupefied rapscallion. That's a good description. Sounds like he might be a... Oh, no. Okay. I'm not allowed to cuss on this show, am I? But anyway, he came here years ago roaring drunk, according to Miss Myers, and she said he wrote about this area, depicting the mountain people as wretched, backward creatures living in depravity and degradation. And he mimicked the dialect. Unfortunately, some believe his opinions describe the South today. While I deplore our lack of early educational advantages, I resent the image he painted of us. And I've really got to go into bat for Miss Myers here, because when I came to the States and ended up, well, I was in California to start with, but when I got across into the South, into Tennessee and then to Texas, but to Tennessee in particular, I got to say the courtesy extended by people with yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir, just the sheer courtesies of the South. I don't give a hoot about how people talk and what sort of twangs they have in their delivery of their vocabulary or anything like that. Don't you know their dialect, the way they do it? These people, having been across into the Smokies and got to know people across in the Smokies, and one of them, as I've mentioned on the show before, also he's still alive over there. He's in an old folks' home now, old Ray. He's 95 years old. He's a World War II veteran. He was with Patton's crew in World War II, and he's still alive across there in Merivale. And Cade's Cove was one of the places he took us to up on the mountains there. But these people, man, they got hearts of gold. I love them dearly, dearly. Heart, you know, got hearts of gold. And of course, one of the greatest ones of all was our old Dolly Parton. I mean, look at her generosity and kindness for the world, and look how she got herself up from where she was to where she is. Amazing. So, Horace Kephart and I wouldn't be very good. We wouldn't be very good company, I don't think, because I take sides with Miss Myers here. Anyway, kidney trouble was the next topic she's talking about, and she says, boil the root of Queen of the Meadow and drink a couple more of this tea every 4 hours for 2 days. She said, my father, who had it prescribed, used this remedy. He told my brother-in-law that one could drink it. I got to read this. I didn't realize this was in here. He told my brother-in-law that one could drink it and piss over a 10-rail fence. Miss Myers, every now and again something in her book sneaks up on me. That's funny, you think. If you drink this stuff for kidney trouble, you'll have you pissing over a 10-rail fence. Okay, that's good. And knife trading. Well, when knives back in the country when I was growing up, big knives were a big part of the farming life. Knife trading, when men met at church gatherings in town or at the general store, they enjoyed activities like horse trading or knife trading. In each case, many enjoyed the idea that they just put something over on someone else. That was their way of doing it. So, it's and then we're going on to the letter L, laid by, is what she's talking about, laid by. When the crops had been ploughed and hoed 3 or 4 times to eliminate the weeds, they were said to be laid by. That meant the only remaining chore was to harvest the crop. and as soon as this was accomplished, the crosscut saw and axes echoed through the hills, preparing wood for the winter heat. Yep, I can remember going out and in the summer where we used to have to go and cut these big tall trees, which are called tea tree, or the Maori name for it is manuka. We used to have to cut these trees down, and we cut them down with axes. We didn't have a chainsaw. We cut them down with axes, and then we had to drag these things up the hill to where our father had the tractor going with a saw that was on the back of the tractor, a big, probably about a 3 to 4 foot saw blade mounted on the back of a tractor with a ramp working off the power takeoff. And we'd bring these logs up and then have to hold them while he worked them through the machine, but and cut the firewood up for the winter. So when we first started, yeah, we used axes. We didn't have chainsaws. We did later on in life as we got a little more affluent, well, not about affluent, but a little more fluid as far as finance went. Miss Myers goes on about lameness. So, yeah, if you're limping a bit, you mix 1 tablespoon of turpentine, 1 egg yolk, and 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. Here we go again. Rub it in well. So mix 1 tablespoon of turpentine, 1 egg yolk, and 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. Rub it in well. Oh, okay. And the recent one, she says, is she likes DMSO. And when using it, one must be careful not to have any chemicals on the skin, as they'll be taken into the skin with the DMSO. I've got no clue what DMSO is. Someone in the chat might be able to help me. Latch strings. Before metal doorknobs were available, early settlers used a latch string with which to lock or fasten outside doors, and the cord was fastened to a movable board that bolted or fastened the door on the inside, and the latch string then threaded through a hole cut in the door several inches above the slot which held the movable board. Pulling on this cord from the outside raised the board, thereby unlocking the door, and to lock it, one simply pulled the latch string or cord to the inside. My great-grandparents used a latch string in their old log house, which we continue to use to enter the building. Laundry. The topic of laundry. This is a fairly long one, this one, but we'll do this and then we'll move on. Our wash day was always on a Monday, and each Monday we built a fire outside under a huge black wash kettle. And when the water was hot enough, we poured it into 2 large wash tubs that set on a platform. We filled the kettle with more water and then boiled all our white clothes in the kettle. We added bluing to the water to whiten our white clothes. We washed the coloured clothes on a washboard in the first tub, and then we ran them through a hand-cranked wringer perched between the 2 tubs. Reminds me of my granny's wash house and her old concrete house she lived in. And from the wringer, the clothes dropped into the 2nd tub to rinse, and we wrung them once again before hanging them on the fence or the clothesline to dry. And if hung on a clothesline, we used wooden clothespins to secure them. For very heavy soiled clothing, we used a battling stick, which was about 4 foot long, and we shaped something like a canoe paddle. And this was used to agitate the clothes in the boiling hot water, or to hold soiled garments we washed in the 2 mile branch. In Pigeon Forge, we used rainwater from our huge cistern to wash our clothing. As rain fell on our tin barn roof, it was channeled from the gutter into the cistern. I remember placing flat irons in front of an open fire to be heated to iron our clothes. Compared with today's electric irons, they were very crude and difficult to use. And one had to be very careful not to allow ashes to soil the garment being ironed. The end result was generally satisfactory, however. While my family did not practice this method, it was said that some people folded their items and placed them in a chair and then sat on them to smooth wrinkles out of their clothing. I can remember when I went to school, high school, there were kids there that came to school who came from homes that didn't have electricity in this rural part of New Zealand that I lived in. They didn't have electricity, and so they didn't own an iron. And I was lucky enough to come from a home where we had electricity, and we ironed our clothes. I used to press my shirts for school and shorts for school as well. And these guys that didn't have the irons, I showed them how to fold their clothes up and put them under their mattress. And that's what they used to do, fold their clothes up and put them under their mattress so they would be nicely pressed for the next day at school. So, Miss Myers, she finishes off here by saying, when washing machines first became available, they moved so much when they were spinning, it was necessary to bolt them to the floor to keep them from traveling. One time, my brother-in-law, Sam Russell, got on top of a washing machine to slow it down. My husband laughed heartily while watching him ride the washer across the room. Well, that's our readings from Miss Myers tonight, and we got some more music to play now. And once again, we got to get a little bit of loving going here. This song was requested by a gentleman from Boone, Iowa. He requested this song so that he could play. I could play it for his little lady. The only thing is, I've probably got to find out. Here we are. Where is it? Yes. And he did. He sent me a message. He wanted to just play this song for the love of his life. And I said, look, Michael, anytime I can help to try and get you brownie points, I'll do that.
There'll never be anyone else but you or me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. I could take my pick of all the girls I've ever known, I would come and pick you out to be my very own. There'll never be anyone else but you or me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. A heart that's true and longs for you is all I have to give. All my love belongs to you as long as I may live. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. I never will forget the way you kiss me. When we're not together, I wonder if you miss me. Cause I hope and pray the day will come when you belong to me. Then I'm gonna prove to you how true my love can be. There'll never be anyone else but you or me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you.
This is Simone Nicole. Welcome back, and I'm Joshua. And I just want to go back into the chat there. Smokey, I just was checking back in the chat. I see Mrs. P is having a shot in the back for her back pain, and I just want to say kindest wishes and big prayers to her and hope it's successful. And pain is another. I know of other people who are dealing with that as well, and they can identify themselves if they wish. But well, SP would identify herself because she calls me a pain in the butt. But no, I'm seriously, when you're dealing with pain. And it can be so damn debilitating. So Smokey, or Sparky, my friend, Sparky, I hope Mrs. P's shot tomorrow is successful, and kind of thoughts and prayers, my friend. And yes, I want to move on. I just, in case you noticed, I moved the show. I put the show up for 90 minutes. Well, I just took it out to 2 hours. I'm not going to go the 2 hours. I just know that the information I've got here is going to go probably a little past the 90-minute mark. So but wherever we end up, we'll end up. There's no big deal. There's no one at this stage is going to arrest me or lock me up for going over my 90 minutes, I wouldn't think. But I wanted to share some stuff with you guys relating to what we were talking about earlier in the show, things like herbs for Mr. Ike Ayers. He wants to talk about herbs, and so you leave the first letter off every word. Ike Ayers and herbs. But no, herbal things are such a big part of Simone Nicole's show because I'm a great advocate of it, and so is Golf. Golf's a great man into the natural healing processes, and a lot of the readings we do on the show are from alternative ways to heal from a good lady on she's on Twitter. She's got her own website, alternative ways to heal. It's fabulous. But yeah, I just want to remind you that some of the stuff that's in your gardens or some of the stuff that's around the place is just staring you in the face. As far as right now, we've got basil in the garden for Africa, and now basil, whatever you want to say. But basil, as I call it, basil brush was a little fox on an English TV. Well, I guess I should call it basil. It's one of the most commonly consumed herbs and one of the most well-loved herbs as well. And basil's got this ability to add this Italian flair, and that's what I'm going to use it in some of the Italian dishes I'm going to be cooking for SP this week, because I've gone all Italian crazy, where I've been going through a lot of Asian stuff. But we're going to go Italian for a few days. But anyway, what most people don't know is that enjoying basil, they're actually doing their body some good. Not only does it taste amazing, but there's some amazing health benefits for basil. There's amazing health benefits. Basil contains very powerful antioxidants. And this may be surprising, considering many people associate antioxidants with things like berries and stuff like that. But one of the best health benefits of basil is that it's an excellent source of antioxidants, which is great for our immune system, okay? It's our immune system. If we can kick our immune system into gear, it's great. okay. Now, Golf, you're not referring to my accent by any chance. Actually, Well, I can't talk like an Italian, but I guess I can go back to the Asian cooking. You want to talk to me about the assimilation of the people into the country, not to speak like the Texan? Well, don't you tell me not to speak like the Texan. I don't want to speak like a Texan. I want to speak like a Chinaman. Oh, dear me, I'm in trouble now. I'm a racist. Anyway, basil contains these powerful antioxidants, and it's also an anti-inflammatory herb. And it's an excellent anti-inflammatory herb to add to the list. And inflammation has become a widespread issue today, with a lot of people have a lot of problems with inflammation. And that in itself is the root cause of many chronic diseases, and consuming foods to get rid of the inflammation is essential for optimum health. So if you can get any inflammation you've got down, you're going to sort of keep yourself clear of chronic health problems. And the essential oils in basil are what's responsible for helping to beat the inflammation. And the basil may actually help fight cancer. And another plant-based herb that has the ability to help the body fight cancer is basil. So it also contains natural antibacterial properties as well. Natural antibacterial properties. And several of the various herbs or herbs we've spoken about on the show have these antibacterial properties, which are huge, great to do with your keeping your health in the right sort of vein and the right track. And if you're looking for a natural way to just boost your immune system or to fight off any pre-existing infections, basil may actually do the trick, because basil extract has even been shown to help in inhibiting resistant strains of bacteria that are unable to respond to antibiotics. Now that's pretty fantastic, really, when you think about it. With some of the bacteria that's out there now, some of the real bad stuff that's floating around out there these days, the basil extract has been shown to actually help in inhibiting that. So that's phenomenal, and it also acts as a natural adaptogen. So adaptogenic herbs help your body deal with stress. Now, this is big for a lot of people out there under a bit of stress at the moment. There's so much of the natural herbs and things out there that are great for helping with stress, and this is one of them, basil. And with the amount of stress that we see today, everyone needs to keep sort of a balancing our stress loads. And studies have now shown that basil may have the ability to act as an adaptogen to help the body more efficiently handle stress. So it's really amazing what plants can offer as far as your health goes. And never underestimate the power of nature. That's all I can say. Our ability to heal and promote health may be as simple as just turning to plant-based natural foods. And all right. Mike's now going to go into basil. Okay. And then I'll just run through here some other herbs too, you see. Rosemary. Now, I've got rosemary growing like crazy out here. I had to go out the other day and cut a huge branch off this rosemary bush I've got out here because it was just it's just getting out of control. And I took a lot of the rosemary off there and harvested the sort of more tender shoots or branches off this big branch that I cut off it. But rosemary, it's can help with everything from memory to stress. Now, stress again, you see, so many of these herbs are staring you guys in the face, and they're not expensive. And when it comes to preventing health, as I say, when it comes to preventing health issues or sickness issues, you're better to spend a little bit on the prevention than to go to the doctor and be paying for the sort of try to get it fixed later. So the rosemary can help, as I say, from memory distress, and the leaves and the stems have been used for centuries to combat all sorts of ailments. And in a particular village in southwest Italy, a place called Acerola, about one in every 10 people is over 100 years old. So they're getting very, Gulf's getting up there around that group, I believe, Gulf somewhere up in that group. So one in every 10 is over 100 years old. And did they discover the Fountain of Youth? No, but it's not likely, but it's probably not something in the water that's leading to this incredible longevity of the residents there, but they think it may be something to do with the rosemary. And researchers from University of California, San Diego, and Rome's Sapienza University, they studied the town's incredibly healthy, long-living population, and they found that one thing they did was that they cooked with lots and lots of rosemary. And the local version of the herb apparently is especially pungent and reportedly smells 10 times stronger than one that most people are familiar with. So it could be the aromatic herb that is great, but rosemary is great for memory and concentration. It's great for stress. It's good for hair loss. Now, you see, someone's lost their hair tonight. They've had a haircut. Their wife sheared the little sheep, and the little sheep's had a little shearing tonight. So if Mike rubs some rosemary on your hair, you can grow your hair long like me and have shoulder-length hair and look like a lout, a larrikin or a lunatic, whatever. I'm not sure. But, yes, so the rosemary is good for hair loss, apparently, and indigestion and other gastric issues, apparently, it's good with. Muscle pains and aches. There's some early studies show that taking a combination of rosemary, hops, and oleanolic acid may help ease the pain associated with arthritis. And it's also been approved by some German commission as a treatment to treat muscle and arthritic-related pain and to improve circulation. So that's rosemary oil. So that's that. And then I just want to rush through this little one here. This is the oregano. Oregano. It grows like crazy in my backyard. I got it growing like crazy out here. It's everywhere. It's another herb, apologies to Mary and Michael, the health benefits of oregano, just a reminder, all my listeners, some many have heard this before, but it boosts immunity, and that's, if you can keep boosting your immunity, you're going to help improve your immune health, and you'll keep your body safe from some of the most dangerous and silent killers out there. It's anti-cancer potential, apparently. It's got that in there as well, and once again, antibacterial activity. On a more basic immune system note, oregano has a clear antibacterial properties, which is again due to the presence of thymol and cavercol. And it's in a report that came out. Now, see, it came out of the report of the Department of Food and Science and the University of Massachusetts. And the important organic compounds that can defend the body against a wide range of bacteria that affect the skin, the gut, and other parts of the body. And oregano is also a slightly stimulating agent, which can increase the production of white blood cells and step up the metabolism, resulting in the faster recovery of common illnesses. Now, that will play another little tune, and this one here, this tune is just to get a bit of the blood pressure going in some of the older people here in the chat room, because I know we do have a few older people, and considering this is an old tune, some of them may remember it. Yes, I'm sure. Anyway, I'm sure Bigfoot and and Bigfoot and myself were in that sort of age group. And I don't want to be too rude to you, Bigfoot. You're not as old as me, but and Michael, yes, golf's way past it anyway. But I'm sure he remembers this. Simon Nicole, welcome back, and I'm Joshua, and we've had a few readings along the way from a book that's written by a gentleman by the name of Dr. William Sears, and it's to do with prime time health, or as I say, oldies health, and he's a GP, a doctor who had major health problems himself and changed his life, turned his life around health-wise by doing just a few disciplines and things, which is what it's all about. That's what it's all about, is just invoking a few disciplines upon yourself. But, he talks about this one here is to keep your skin looking younger, or to keep your skin looking and feeling younger. And it's interesting. It's funny when you're traveling around, I see the variations in people's skin. It sort of reflects a lot on what their health is, I guess. But I guess it's the fact that I spend my time looking around to things. I guess 6 ways to keep your skin looking and feeling younger. It's skin health is more than just skin deep. It's not only about what you put onto your skin, but it's also about the nutrients that you put into the underlying tissue that supports your skin. Watering your skin is very important. Water it. And so it talks about drinking 8 to 10 glasses of caffeine and fluids daily. And even though you may read lately that the 8 glasses a day recommendation was downgraded to an unproven myth, he says, this is a doctor, he says, that's not only because the purists decided that there was no scientific studies to support it. Despite what science doesn't say, he says, I believe it makes good sense to hydrate your body well, and foods high in water content, like soups, fruits, and veggies, contribute to the overall intake. Don't smoke. Well, that's probably not a lot that do smoke these days, I guess. I don't know. I wouldn't have a clue who in the chat room smokes. Actually, I wouldn't have a clue. But that's your life. Anyway, it says in here, don't smoke, because besides the excess... sun exposure. If you have excessive sun exposure, the most common cause of premature aging and wrinkling is smoking. Moisten the air with a humidifier or a vaporizer as well is helpful in your home. And wash it lightly, he says. Thinner skin is more easily irritated by soaps and scrubs. use mild soaps. I like a soap that's got a bit of grit in it. In fact, the SP found me one the other week. It's great. I like a soap that's got a little bit of a grit in it, and it's a little bit more expensive than the normal old cheap old soap I used to use. But I just wanted to give the body a good scrub down after I've been working outside and all the dirt and stuff. But so he's saying wash it lightly, and I don't do that. But he says vigorous cleansing can also remove natural skin proteins, which control the moisture retention. And if you have dry skin, don't use soap on it every time. Well, I guess because I take 4 large capsules of cod liver oil every day, I guess that's probably why my skin's reasonably flexible and not, it's not dry anyway. It's not dry. And he says about covering it as well. He says, how do you recognize a man over 40? Well, when you recognize a man over 40, if you see someone like Sparky or someone like, and for those in the chat that don't know who Sparky is, that's that smoky guy in the chat, Sparky and Golf, how do you recognize a man over 40? Well, there you are. They're well over 40, and they look it as well. And when outside, apparently, he says to wear a baseball cap, or they should, because the older they get, the more they need to pull a cover over their skin, especially their face. And excessive intense exposure to the sun damages the collagen, the elasticity of the, it weakens with age. And then the other thing he says, to feed it, he says, junk food grows junk skin. And this Dr. Sears says, in his medical practice, the look and the feel of a person's skin often gives a clue to the quality of their nutrition. Remember, the ages, or the stiff and sticky stuff, ages infiltrates the collagen, the protein structural fibers of the skin, and they weaken its elasticity, causing the skin to sag. End up like a saggy baggy. It's like he needs a sombrero. Okay. Oh, well, you can call in and explain that to us sometime, Smokey. Anyway, the good doctor says that all of the superfoods are great for the skin, in particular fish. Seafood is the top skin food. Oh, speaking of fish, we had a beautiful meal of mahi-mahi, some pan-fried mahi-mahi with salad. Ah, man, love it. Anyway, seafood, I get distracted a little bit. There's another gentleman that gets distracted every now and again too, but he's old like me, and we tend to run off the rails like that as older folk. But the doctor says he first discovered the health effects of omega-3 on the skin in 1999 when he began prescribing omega-3 supplements in a diet higher in seafood to babies, to infants and children, with all kinds of dermatitis, from eczema to dry and scaly skin. And he still remembers one of his first experiments with a newborn who had congenital erythrosis, a hereditary condition in which the skin's thick and scaly, almost like that of the fish. And he advised the breastfeeding mother to eat large portions of wild Alaskan salmon and take omega-3 supplements. And within a month, the baby's skin improved markedly, compelling the university dermatologist to remark, "What on earth are you doing? We've never seen a baby improve so fast before." So eating seafood, preferably wild Alaskan salmon, 3 times a week, or take omega-3 is advised for your healthcare provider if you're dealing with those issues there. And eat antioxidant and anti-inflammatory foods as well to help the skin, and spice up your skin by sprinkling turmeric. Now, here we go. Ike Ayers, herbal man, spicing up your skin. We sprinkle turmeric on salad and in salsas at least several times a week. Now, it's interesting that this doctor here is writing about sprinkling the turmeric on there. He says spices are healthy anti-inflammatories, and we were talking about that on some of those herbs just a few minutes ago, the herbs I was talking about before, about being anti-inflammatory. But the one thing that this doctor hasn't got here, I've got to pick him up on, turmeric really is null and void. It doesn't do a lot of good unless you put black pepper with it. You've got to put black pepper with it. It really sets off all the benefits in the turmeric. So while he's putting his turmeric on his salad and everything, it's great. But, just a bit of black pepper will make it go better. And the other thing is when your skin is, relax your skin. The skin and the brain are intimately connected. Witness your goosebumps when you are nervous or excited. Unresolved stress releases inflammation-producing chemicals into the skin, which accelerates aging, not to mention more frown lines. Keep stress to a minimum. I guess this could be why Mateo, the estate manager, is aging so quickly, because SP has been pushing me so hard with the honeydews that it's accelerating my aging. Huh. And the frown lines, yes, and the frown lines, I guess. But anyway, the other thing is that Dr. Sears says is, move it. Increasing blood circulation to the skin through exercise not only helps remove waste products that may accumulate there, but it increases the delivery of antioxidants from seafood, fruits, and vegetables. Also, it strengthens the underlying muscles and makes the skin more taut and less dimpled, which helps to diminish cellulite. In a nutshell, your skin will stay healthy longer if you do just what your mother always told you to do. Eat fruits, vegetables, and fish, and go outside and play. Yes, wasn't that the old days? You go out inside and play. You didn't stay inside on a computer. Now, excuse me, the last tune of the night is a bit of a... It's another old one. It's another old one, as we always tend to play the old ones. But it's a real... How should I say? It's an emotional one. It's a good one. And I just love the Browns. I do. They do a great job. And it's a great little story.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, among the pine trees I fall. And there on a sunny morning, little Jimmy Brown was born. Bum, 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 all the chapel bells were ringing in the little valley town. And the songs that they were singing was for baby Jimmy Brown. And the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless this hour of meditation, guide him with eternal love. There's a village hidden deep in the valley, beneath the mountains high above. And there, 20 years thereafter, Jimmy was to meet his love. Bum, 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 all the chapel bells were ringing. 'Twas a great day in his life, for the songs that they were singing was for Jimmy and his wife. And the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless the Lord this celebration, may their lives be filled with love. From the village hidden deep in the valley, one rainy morning, dark and gray, a soul winged its way to heaven. Jimmy Brown had passed away. Bum, 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 just a lonely bell was ringing in the little valley town. 'Twas farewell that it was singing to our good old the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, may his soul find the salvation of thy great eternal love. This
is Simon Nicole. Welcome back, and I'm Joshua. Remember this, friends. Remember every day is a lovely day. Remember every day is a lovely day, and life is just a little breeze. Try to spoil yourself, and then you've got the energy to be able to spoil others. Wake up every morning and tell yourself this is going to be a very special day, and grab the God-given blessings that you've got. See them, savor them, nurture them. Life is great, and living is great. And you can make it even better for yourself and for others. Just focus on being thankful and focus on being grateful for the God-given blessings that you have, because love abounds and love is all around. And I'm loving and living life, and I just thank God for the fantastic blessings that surround us here. And to all of you good folk out there, you certainly are my blessings as well. And then to Bigfoot up there in Maryland, I just hope that it's not too hot for you in the next few days. Hope you get to cool down. And Golf, my friend, congratulations on your great progress with all your health benefits that you're enjoying these days. My friend, keep at it. And Mike, tell Laura I love her. Will you just tell Laura I love her? And Smokey, my friend, Sparky, be gentle with Zeke. Stop driving into the letterboxes and give Mrs. P our kindest prayers and thoughts for tomorrow. And to Brother Ed down the bottom there, Brother Ed, please say hi to Nathan and high five Nathan. And you guys, you good folk out there, as I say, you're my blessing. So thank you for joining me, and thank you for those that are listening in archives and in the switchboard. We have no one in the switchboard tonight, but in archives, anyone listening in archives, thank you to you guys for being part of my day, part of my life. But remember this, start at zero, my friends. Start at zero. Start with absolutely nothing. Everything else above zero is a blessed and treasured bonus. And always keep dreaming the dream, because dreams do come true. Visualize them, see them, believe them, achieve them, because you can do it. And until we meet again, my dear friends, take care. Be gentle on yourself. This is Simon Nicole, and I'm Joshua. God bless you. God bless your family. God bless the USA. And as always, we go out with the seekers, keeping a dream in your pocket.